The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
You would think the most hurtful thing somebody can say about you is that your sex game is trash. You would think that's it. Hot 96.9. For example, that Stormy Daniels lady, we all know who she is now because of the president. She's still talking about, it's so bad that like all she has to talk about is a sex game and that we all listen. But in case you were wondering why Toadstool from Mario Kart was trending.
I saw that.
I know, I'm like, why did I look?
It's because she was talking about his sex and she says, I'm going to quote here, Miss Daniels, talking about the president, your president of the United States. He knows he has an unusual penis. It has a huge mushroom head, like a toadstool, like the mushroom character in Mario Kart.
Oh my God.
So they were just like, yo, you just ruined Mario for me and stuff. Whenever you see that, you're like, oh God, it's the president. That you would think, but here's my thing. You would think that that's the worst thing that could, you know, somebody could do to you when it comes to sex is insult your sex game. Actually,
you can get lower than that.
You can get lower than that. Melissa has a story on this. It's when, here's where the question of the hour comes in. It's when somebody insults their own sex game. You're about to get with someone and they ruin it by being like,
right.
By the way, yep. This ain't gonna be any good.
So we have a friend who's like outwardly dating and she's very, very open about her experiences.
Tells everything.
And she went on a date with this guy recently, a couple dates, where it got to a point where they started making out and things were like really hot and heavy, right? Mm-hmm. And so the guy kind of stopped her in the middle, right? And said to her, I got something to tell you. So obviously she's like, okay, this better be good because we're like making out and I'm getting, you know, into it and, you know,
like whatever. You married.
So we're getting hot and heavy.
Like right before they get into the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So he says to her, I have a small penis. Like, okay. But to the point where like,
she's like, stop.
It's small. And she heard that, and of course, any woman that is told that from a man in the middle of passion, you're gonna like, it's instantly gonna make you just bleh.
What man would say that?
Right.
Yeah.
So, but this is what she did. Instead of like backing off and being like, yo, just drive me home, like I'm done. She like, let me do this, let me feel for myself. So she reaches in.
She wanted to sample the goods.
She wanted to make sure he was either, you know, right, or maybe he was just lying about it. Or maybe he was, you know, being a little bit hard on himself. No pun intended. No pun intended. She's like, it was a thumb.
Really?
Literally a thumb. Like, so when the word toadstool, that came out, I was like, oh, wow, this is like the same thing she was going through. So like, but my question
what
is
was
this,
that
like,
dude thinking?
Right,
man?
Like, God. If you're a guy and you know this, why are you offering the information? Let us find out for ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
You'd hope that you'd want to maybe, like, in the heat of it, maybe change your mind, you know?
I don't know. Because, like, I don't know. I get, like, he was probably trying to save himself from the embarrassment because maybe he thought she was going to be in such shock and just, like, stop on her own anyways.
Well, just shut the lights off. She doesn't have to see it.
Yeah, but, you're fine.
Could you imagine this poor son of a bitch, like, in the middle of passion, he's like, I need to be honest with you. No,
isn't
shut up.
Isn't that crazy?
And she was talking about him like, this could go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, she was kind of
until
feeling
he destroyed it.
Right.
That's the equivalent of a girl being like,
no coming back from that one.
Listen, I know we're getting hot and heavy right now, but my crotch smells like an empty dumpster on fire.
Ew.
And then the guy goes, all right, let's hold go. On. Guy goes, hold on, let me check for myself.
Yeah. So.
I don't know, but that's a good question. Like, do you reveal that stuff about
it?
Like, are you upfront and honest, or do you kind of just wait? Because I don't know. Waiting to let it happen is all embarrassing.
You probably should have just shut the lights off and went in.
And let me see what you do with it.
There's not much you can do
not
with
it. Not that I would say that. Look, I've been surprised before, and it's been okay.
Pleasantly and negatively.
Yeah. I'd be like, thank you so much. Shake the hand and go, it's great. You're a great person. I got to go now.
Oh. Right.
I can't.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
What happened to you?
So I've actually had it happen more than a couple times where a guy will come and say, oh, you know, it's been a while. So it might be kind of quick.
Oh, see? Why would you do that?
Oh, you know, it's God. Total crock, but yeah, whatever.
No. Well, like, what? No.
It's been a while. That's the excuse.
That's when you...
Can't you guys control that? No.
Nah.
I'm just asking. Because I mean, don't they say, like,
you can
think about something
to make it... Yeah, you can think about baseball.
Right. Yeah. Like, or your grandmother or something.
I don't know. No? I'm not going to go to that level.
Yeah, that's kind of sick.
Yeah. Hi, T.
Hi.
What's up?
So, I had this friend that really liked me. He said he was going to come by and make dinner for me. And he was going to bring a bottle of wine. And then he tells me, but I don't know how my... penis would please you, so I'm
going to
bring a sex toy.
Why would you? You know what it was? You know who I blame? I blame the previous person these poor son of a bitches had sex with that absolutely destroyed their confidence.
That's all that happens. Some woman said, yeah, that thing's a little too small.
Yeah, and it's just like they were so destroyed that they were like, I have to go in and warn everybody in advance.
How do you say
just let it happen?
How do you
just
say, though, I need to bring a sex toy?
Yeah, listen, I'm terrible. I got nothing for you.
But I'm amazing with this vibrator.
But I can hold the hell out of this
thing.
But
what you're saying, though, I think is what is that guy's mentality is they kind of figure, let me disappoint her in the beginning so she's not expecting much. You know what I mean?
Set the standards low.
Yes. Okay. So that way, going into it, she's kind of already like, all right, well, this ain't going to be anything. So when maybe it's not so bad, she's pleasantly surprised.
So it's like he can only go up.
Right. That's what I'm thinking might be the mentality.
That makes sense in so many aspects of life, but not in sex. You can't. You can't with sex, go in with low expectations.
Right. Yeah. Now that I do think of it, I did have a guy tell me this once. This was years ago. He told me he was 3 inches. And,
Jesus.
And
that, what?
Yeah, he did. Told me legit that he was 3 inches, and he was right.
3 inches.
But when he told me that, I will admit, it was definitely like...
Shock? Like,
yeah,
what?
Like, dude, why tell me that?
My pubes are longer than 3 inches.
Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.